Is the kingdom and the power and the glory. One of my favorite songs that we play here quite often, actually, on Rise Up on LFA TV. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. As long as you have that oil lamp burning by your bed, and as long as you are rapture ready. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to Annette. Turn up my volume here a little bit. Good morning to Annette. Good morning to Eileen. Good morning to Amanda and Barb Naylor. So good to see you. Good morning, Brown Sugar and MDUS Marine. How are you today? We got it pulled up here. Okay, perfect. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I titled today's show, God Over Gold. Now, you've seen those shirts, Faith Over Fear, right? I think we need to get out a shirt for the new summer lineup, summer fall lineup on the store. And I think we need to have shirts that say God and then a line and then gold. God over gold. What do you think? I think we need one of those. River Rat says, come on, lift up your voice. Mel 1028, good morning. Good to see you. How about this setting behind me, huh? I mean, look at that. Sun coming through the trees. Beautiful pond. Beautiful morning setting. The dew coming off of the water. And if I move just a little bit here, Adam, as a matter of fact, what I think I need to do here is just to show you the magnitude of the Lord's handiwork. And I think if I move out of the way, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. How can you not love that setting? As a matter of fact, I think we may even keep the lower third banner off for the time being. Just because it's such, like, to come out on this deck with your Rise Up American Pecan or Dark Sumatra Gold Coffee, rapture ready, and listening to the gospel while we give a shout out to Mallory, who graduated yesterday. Happy graduation and congratulations to Mallory, daughter of the famous CQ. SL20 said, big old fish jumping. You're going to miss that studio. We're going to have a carbon copy of this studio in Iowa. So it'll be just like I'm walking in here every single day. And I'll be here once a month. So I'll get my fix. Mel1028 said, Jeremy, I do not get a chance to be here live often, but this show has helped me so much. I just received news that I'm being moved. I would have flipped in the past, but I know God has a plan. That's exactly what's happened with me and my family. It's the last thing that I wanted to do. It's the last thing I would have done. But God had other plans, so I'm following God. And that's what we're supposed to do. If God is nudging us and poking us, hey, do this and do that, and we don't listen, how bad do we feel? JV said, Iowa is beautiful too, and I'll be able to be able to, hopefully by the grace of God, bounce back between the two whenever I can. Jeremy, it is my husband Dan's 43rd birthday. Can we get a shout out? I could do you one better. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dan. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my friend. God bless you. Aunt Lob says, I cannot afford to fire up the grill. Funny you say that, because tomorrow we're having a going away cookout at my house. Now, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and it's also my anniversary weekend. My wife and I, and my anniversary is on the 27th. We picked Memorial Day to get married so many years ago, and so it's not only Memorial Day weekend, but it's also my anniversary weekend. RJ Cat, going on a bike ride and listening, gas for Iowa, and gave us $200 for gas to get to Iowa. Rosa, you are a wonderful human being. My family and I pray for you and your son and your family often. We love you. God bless you. And trust me, we're going to need it. Thank you so much. So somebody said something about the cookout. So yeah, we're having a cookout this weekend for not only for Memorial Day, but for our anniversary on Monday, and also for a going away party for us, for our church and our family and our friends. Thank you so much for the happy anniversary. We appreciate that. Now, in lieu of that, there will be no shows on Monday. However, we will be playing replays of the rally, and we will be posting all of the part 1 through part 10 or 12 of Ryan's investigation into the city of Chicago and the aftermath of the invasion. So there will be plenty of content on Monday, Memorial Day, but we will not be in studio on Monday. If you guys can spread that word, we'd appreciate it. God bless you. And T. Mitchell, you're so right. Rosa is so kind. And now I'm going to be even closer to her, and I'll be able to see her once again. I knew the day would come. And then next summer, we're all meeting at the Arc, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted it to be this summer, but I think it's going to be next spring. We're only going to be 6 hours from it, and I want to actually work with Mr. Ken Ham to let him know that we're all coming so that we can get a special experience. And I just think it's going to be too late to do this summer. It wasn't God's timing. So I know we got to go one more year, one more summer, but I think that's going to be the best. I think it's going to be the best for everybody, and I can't wait. All right. God over gold. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's ask him to bless this message today. Lord and Heavenly Father, today on this beautiful May 24th, year of our Lord, 2024, we want to just say thank you for gathering us all together every day. So many people would be so lost, Mike, including me, without this time together. And we are so appreciative of you to give us this time together, to bring us together as brothers and sisters in Christ, to understand that nothing here, not gold, not silver, not palladium, not platinum, not money, not jobs, not family, not friends, nothing is more important than you, our Creator in heaven, our Father. Nothing is more important than the Holy Spirit that you give us to guide us each day. Nothing is more important than the sacrifice that your Son, Jesus of Nazareth, gave for us. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name and thank you for guiding us today. Amen. Thank you very much, Annette, for the $20 gift for me and Sabrina for our anniversary on Monday. We love you and thank you. Ray Friesen says, I'm heading into work. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I also think it would be better if we went to the Ark when Donald Trump is president, not when Joe Biden is president. And maybe, just maybe, the economy will be in a place where we can all afford to go. And we're going to start raising money in a separate fund, separate from the Slurp Fund, at the end of this summer. At the end of this summer, we are going to start raising money for the Ark for people who can't make it. And it's going to be the biggest event that LFA TV has ever been a part of. And I can't wait. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. I want to read to you the verse of the day today. But before I do, let me read the description, which is Rise Up, episode number 354. Choose God over gold. Choose salvation over silver. And please help me share the gospel out today to everybody who will hear it. Thank you so very much. I need you guys to open up your Bibles today to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10. If you could all do that for me right now, I would appreciate it. I will also pull up that same verse. That is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10 through 13. That's what we're going to work with today. And I am going to read for you out of the ESV, and then I will go read out of the Complete Jewish Bible. Ark bound. That's right. We're going to have an Ark countdown as well once we figure out the exact date. And I can't wait. It's going to be the greatest mass baptism, mass revival that I've ever been a part of. And we're going to plan it, and it's going to be beautiful. So spread the word. Next year, 2025, LFA TV meets for a family reunion at the Ark. It's going to be incredible. Now, I pray that you guys all have your Bibles open because I'd like to get right into it. Take my instruction instead of silver. Thank you, Miranda. God bless you for that. Appreciate you so much. And knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you desire cannot compare with her. Happy anniversary. My husband and I celebrate 24 years of marriage on May 27th too, said Good Shepherd. Hey, that's great. Happy anniversary. Oh, I love that. That's so cool. I want to stop and I want to read verse 10 and 11 real quick again. Take my instruction instead of silver. The price of silver is skyrocketing right now. Everybody in the world would love to have some silver right now. But God's instruction and the guidance of the Holy Spirit is far more important, infinitely more important than all the silver on earth. How about this one? For wisdom is better than jewels. Wisdom is not the knowledge of something. That's why people say wisdom and knowledge or knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is not the knowledge of something. You can teach me something right now, and now I have knowledge of that. I know what you just taught me. I remember. I memorized. Whatever it is, wisdom is different. Thank you, T. Mitchell, for the $10 donation. God bless you. We love you, and we're always happy to have you here, no matter what. Wisdom is something. Wisdom is knowledge plus experience. Wisdom is you take the information, you apply it, you live through something so that you can have an opportunity to apply that knowledge to that experience. That's wisdom. Nobody can take heavenly knowledge from you, and nobody can take wisdom from you, whether it's earthly or heavenly wisdom. They can't take it from you because you've been through it. It's experienced. It's not something that you have to try to understand. It's not something that you have to try to decode. You've been through it. You know the truth. That's the difference between wisdom and knowledge. I'd like to thank Carla, saying, take your wife out for your anniversary. God bless you both. And she donated $100. $100 today is almost impossible to donate. That's why when I see a $5 or $10 donation, I'm so incredibly excited. $100, though, and it's not for the company. It's for my wife and I. And Rosa, everybody donating for my wife and I. That, to me, is like, it's hard for me to even accept, but I thank you so very much. God bless you. Knowledge or wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you desire cannot compare with her. Talking about wisdom. Now, this next section, 12 and 13, this is a section that I needed to read to my son. And this is why I initially saved this verse, was so I could read it to my son. But then I started thinking about this, and I thought, wow, this is a message for today as well, for everybody. 12 and 13 says this, I, wisdom, this is wisdom talking, this is heavenly wisdom through the Holy Spirit speaking, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. So if you have the Holy Spirit with you, the Holy Spirit intercedes for you, basically taking your language in the way that you mean it and giving it to God in a way that God, in a way that is righteous and holy to bring to God. That's what the Holy Spirit interceding for you means. But the Holy Spirit also guides you. The Holy Spirit finds knowledge in that guidance if you follow it. Only if you follow it. It'll find knowledge for you. It's like a metal detector. It's a knowledge detector. Kara Moore, we completely understand. You take care of your family and recoup your losses. We love you. But it also, the Holy Spirit, if you allow Holy Spirit to guide you and to find this knowledge, it also finds discretion. So it also finds for you discretion, which brings discernment and everything else. It's all, okay. Oh, thank you, Mel 1028. Thank you for the $10 donation and the happy anniversary sentiment. Thank you so very much. You know how Jesus says the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ? The only way to be able to even find out who Jesus, or better yet, the only way to find where Jesus is through the Holy Spirit. So it's kind of a two-part thing. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you to Jesus, and you need Jesus to take you to God. Kittenhead, thank you. I will not forget. My wife and I are not material people. My wife is definitely not a material person, so I might use that in a different way, more of an experience. I might use it for gas to go and take her to this place that she likes to look over our town for maybe the last day we're here or something. Maybe I'll do that. For her, memories are a lot more important than material things. So you need the Holy Spirit to guide you to Christ, and you need Christ to bring you to God. But here's the last part that I really wanted to bring home. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. So you ask yourself, how do I know that I hate evil? Well, when's the last time you watched a torture movie? When's the last time you watched a horror movie? When's the last time you couldn't take your eyes away from a video because it was like a train wreck showing you something that was absolutely evil and horrible, and you were consuming that into your soul? There's a video going around right now that everybody is sending to me that I've seen a million times. I saw it before people even sent it to me. And it's the video of the girls on October 7th who were kidnapped by Hamas and beat and raped and separated by the ones who could have a baby. Eli, there's a link in there. Everybody wants me to show that video. I won't show it. Now, I know I'm the news. I know I'm supposed to show stuff. Some stuff I can tell you better than I can show you. Because I do believe that garbage in, garbage out. And while sometimes we need to be absolutely transparent about the way the world is, there are some things that I can't even be a part of watching because it's so incredibly evil. All I have to do is watch the first 15 seconds of that video and I shut it off. Because it's too evil. And I hate evil so much that I can't even bring myself to look at it anymore. So you ask yourself, do you hate evil? Well, if you watch torture movies and horror movies and movies like It with the clown, and you go, well, it's just Halloween. Jeff Stretch for Jeremy, and a shout out to say Bayona. Bayona. What is Bayona? I don't know what that is. To S Bayona? Oh, I'm not, I don't know what that means. But thank you very much for the $50, Jeff. God bless you. I'll give you an example. How many of you watched and loved, back when it came out, Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice? Raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand if you watched it and loved it. I loved Beetlejuice. Loved it. Yesterday, producer Eli, and by the way, Beetlejuice was filmed in the town that me and my best friend grew up in as youngsters. So it's really cool to be connected to the movie that way. And I grew up watching stuff like that. And I loved Beetlejuice. Obviously grew older and became, you know, a Christian and started moving away towards from stuff like that. But yesterday, producer Eli said to me, have you seen the Beetlejuice 2 trailer? I said, no. He said they look like they did it some justice. So I went over there and we watched it together. Every part of me wanted to say, can't wait to see that movie. But as I was watching it, the Holy Spirit kicked in. And I didn't get any enjoyment out of it at all. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to see it now. I think Michael Keaton is a great actor. I think he's a good human being. But if you watch the trailer, the beginning part of it says, when I was younger, I was forced to marry a demon, or a demon tried to force me to marry him, and blah, blah, blah. And it's about a world, the second one, is about the death and the living, or the dead and the living coexisting and living out their lives. And I immediately wanted nothing to do with it. I hate evil so much now that me saying I'm not having anything to do with that movie is kind of odd, because people will go, oh, come on, it's harmless. It's a movie. It's a classic. It's Beetlejuice. But when you're rapture ready, you think of things in a little bit of a different way. You start thinking in a godly way. And you start thinking, well, let me ask you a question. Why would I spend 2.5 hours sitting down to watch a movie about a demon who's trying to marry a person who's alive so they can, what, have demon babies? You think of it as the 5,000-foot overview. Why in the hell would I want to watch anything like that in my life? Why would I take any time in my life to stop and watch that? Oh, S. Bayona is a new person to the chat. I got you. Welcome to the chat. Thank you so much. Again, you might think to yourself, oh, those Tim Burton movies like Nightmare Before Christmas and all that, they're just harmless. No, they are not. They are just as guilty as the torture movies, because they're desensitizing the youth to be able to say just what I just said. It's harmless. No, it's not. So, this last part, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. That's what you need to strive for. You need to strive to not have any evil in your home, because a little bit will fester like cancer. Remember the door, the demon doors, or the devil doors, the doors of the devil? We talked about it last week. You allow any of those doors to even stay cracked open and you're done. You're done. You and your family are done. Get ready for a lifetime of heartache. I can promise you that. But here's the last two sentences, or the last sentence, excuse me, of the verse. And this is what I wanted my son to hear, because my son Jaden is a lot like, he's a spitting image of me. The apple didn't even fall off the tree when it comes to me and my son. And my son is every bad thing that I had about me when I was a kid, he's got. He acts the same way. He thinks he's too big for his britches. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech, I hate. That's wisdom talking. That's the Holy Spirit talking. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil. Not even you just doing evil, the way of evil. You having any kind of evil around you or consuming it or listening to it or watching it. And perverted speech, I hate. I'm still guilty of some kind of speech that I'm sure God hates. Whether it be, I don't know if it's perverted or it's, I don't know which kind of, when this is saying perverted, it's not like kind of like the way you and I are thinking perverted, like X-rated. Nefarious was horror enough for me. Now, if you're going to watch a horror movie, you might as well watch a movie that's got a godly message about staying away from it. That kind of horror movie, I'm all okay with. I'm all okay with the movie Nefarious, because it puts things into perspective the way people understand it. And that understanding is that evil is everywhere and it consumes even the best of us. So let me, as we're getting into the show quite a bit now, let me just reread 10 through 13. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate. Let me ask you a question. If you brought this verse off the computer or off the pages of the Bible and you applied this every morning when you woke up, I guarantee you that you would walk that narrow path, not that wide road. Guarantee you. Because it's, dude, I'm going to tell you another thing. You know what we're going to do? Here's what we're going to do. Starting June 1st, Now, I know that there's going to be a few days that I'm not here in June. Again, you can expect not to see me on June 11th, 12th, and 13th, which I'll get somebody to fill in for both my shows. And I pray that you'll still give them the time of day that you give me, because it's all about the greater good of all of everything that we're trying to do here, okay? June 1st to July 1st, we're going to do... Oh, wait, is there 30? Wait, Eli, how many days are in June? Just 30, right? But 31 in July? So if there's 30, we may wait till July. I may wait till I'm settled in to the new studio before we do this. But if, is it 31 in July? So, okay, July 1st through July 31st, we're going to have the Proverbs 31-Day Challenge. Proverbs 31-Day Challenge. And we are going to go through every day, and we are going to apply Proverbs to our life. I think it's going to be a great thing. I think it's going to change our lives. Mine as well. All of our lives. The month of July is going to be incredible, because Proverbs is going to guide us day in and day out together with the Lord for the entire month of July. New monthly donor, Jacob, says, keep up the great work. Jacob Wells, 88. Dude, let me just tell you this right now. When somebody donates to us, you can guarantee that your money goes towards something beneficial for all of us. This morning, I'm going to go off the beaten path here. This morning, we were having a conversation, the LFA hosts were this morning, as we do pretty much every morning to get ready for the day. And we were looking at the growth of LFA TV. And last year, year to date, January through March through May 24th, we had 13.5 million views on the channel. Incredible. This year, year to date, January 1st through May 24th, we have 25 million views. We are literally almost double where we were last year in our overall views. Now, our live viewership hasn't gotten much bigger, but the fact of the matter is people are paying attention more. But my point in saying that isn't about the money. When I was talking about the donations and every dollar that you give goes towards something, this network, this station has not one penny in debt. We are not in debt. We did not try to grow too big for our britches. I didn't go out and try to take out a loan and grow the company bigger so we could be at every rally, at every news station, every news organization, every event, because it cost too much money. We grew on God's time with your donations. When I say this is the people's network, every dollar that you've given us has gone towards something that benefits all of us. I have never, ever, ever, ever taken the money that's donated by you guys and went and bought something that I should not buy. I've never went outside of the salary that I'm supposed to take. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people were absolutely appalled and shocked by how much money that I pay myself from this business for the amount of work that goes in. So when I tell you that every dollar is a blessing, I mean it. I absolutely mean it. All right. Before we go to Ray Comfort, because it is Comfort Friday, right? And I kind of enjoy not having the lower third banner here on Rise Up. It's more, the setting is better. It's not a news state show. So I kind of like this. Maybe we'll do this more often. Get rid of the glitz and glam and just strip it right down to the word of God. That's all we need, folks, right? Please share the video. We're missing a few hundred people. Let's see if we can get them in. The book of Proverbs. Sometimes you need truth on the run. The book of Proverbs contains about 500 bits of portable truth, meaning take it with you wherever you go. You can apply it to any situation, anywhere. each one adds to our wisdom about how to go to our about our daily lives. With the Proverbs of Solomon, we can grab one and run into the day with it. That's what we're gonna. July is gonna be an incredible month. God's wisdom isn't reflected as much in academic degrees as in blameless living. The book of Proverbs deals with life's most practical issues. Working hard, eating moderately, living honestly, and making good decisions on matters great and small. Proverbs warns us against sexual immorality, boastful talking, and hateful gossip. They exhort us to self-control. Thank you, C. Gannon. You are a blessing too. Yeah, I know. 25 million views already on the channel this year. It's incredible. We're going to hit over 50 million views because of you guys this year. Who would have ever thought? Being banned from every place on earth, and we come here and we do this. All by the grace of God. As often observed, there are 31 chapters in Proverbs. Hence the 31-day challenge, right? A chapter for each day of the month. The topics in Proverbs aren't organized typically, but are scattered throughout the book because every passing day brings us face to face with the challenges that they address. Though Proverbs covers scores of subjects and hundreds of lives, life's details, they aren't a disconnected series of miscellaneous axioms. They all follow from one source, the fear of the Lord. There's only one way to live wisely in our behavior, our attitudes, our words, and our habits. It's by acknowledging God in all his attributes. He is holy, powerful, sovereign, wise, loving, just, eternal, and always present. The book of Proverbs is super powerful, folks. As a matter of fact, when I was starting my journey with Jesus, the book of Proverbs is something that I kept going to because it was like a rapid fire barrage of answered questions. Well, what do we do if this happens? Boom, there it is. Well, what do we do if this person says this to us? Bam, there it is. Well, what do we do if this person does this to us? Bam, there it is. What if we do if we're faced with this decision? Bam, there it is. I mean, it is riddled with life's answers in the book of Proverbs. It's amazing. And if you just took the book of Proverbs as a monthly guide, day in and day out, you would be living the best life. All of us would be. If we applied it and if we actually lived by it, we'd be living the best lives. By the way, get your Rapture Ready shirts now because the store will be closed in just 1 week for an entire month. And we put the American Pecan Coffee back in stock so you can order that and stay stocked up now. I'd like to thank Linda Kies. Whatever you need this for, anniversary, gas, moving expenses. Thank you, Jeremy, Sabrina, and Eli. Another $100 donation. At this point, folks, I'm going to be able to have pretty much all the gas money needed to get out there for our three vehicles. Oh, my Lanta. I can't even believe we have to do this. So anyway, I was getting back to the cookout. Somebody said they can't even afford to have a cookout. I forgot to say while I was talking about that, neither can we. Luckily, everybody is bringing food. There's no way we could feed 20 people, 30 people, whatever, however many come. There's no way that we could ever do that. Not on our budget. No way. We can barely afford to feed our family. As a matter of fact, this morning, Sabrina was a little upset that something she bought just 2 days ago was already gone. And she's like, we can't keep spending all this money. You guys got to have some kind of self-control. She's talking to the kids who are just mowing everything that we eat. Jeremy, Rise Up isn't playing on Telegram. Why, is it supposed to? I'll send it there. I thought I had. Yeah, I did send it there. I don't know. Better to watch here on Rumble anyway, right? That's where we'd love to have you. That way you could chat with us like that. No, we're not taking a U-Haul. We actually have a trailer, and we actually downsized everything that we had. We gave things away. We had to downsize bigly. And then luckily we have this building here where the studio is, where my mom lives, because we can come over and bring some stuff here as well. Thank you, Brendan. God bless you. So, you know, long story short, we didn't have enough to feed 20 people, but everybody's bringing food. A potluck, that's the way to do it. We all pitch in, right? Then we all eat together. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you for the $10, Brendan. I appreciate you. God bless. Okay, it is Comfort Mondays, and it would not be our Comfort Friday, and it would not be a Comfort Friday without our friend, Ray Comfort. Amen. And this will take us to the end of the show. God bless you guys all for being here. Love you more than you know. Ray Comfort.
I was on my wonderful electric bike with Lucy when I passed a woman who was on a pathway. She was completely alone, and I thought, I cannot approach this woman. She's going to feel intimidated by a strange man coming up to her. And I began to think about it. I thought, well, this is the area that I spoke to Mario, that wonderful interview. Number two, Jesus spoke to the woman at the well alone, and he also said to preach the gospel to every creature. So I decided to go back, and I'm sure glad I did. Okay, Melody, can I permission to interview you for YouTube and all media purposes?
Yes.
You're afraid of death?
Sometimes.
Sometimes not?
No, because I understand that it's a part of life.
Why is it a part of life? It's the end of life.
I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah, death is terrifying. We don't talk about it because we don't want to seem vulnerable. Mm-hmm. But we're all afraid of death, and it's good to be afraid of death. You said you're scared of it sometimes. You're scared of it when you think about it. But when you fill your life with other things, we don't think about it, and it kind of goes away. But we all know we've got an appointment to keep. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in God?
I do believe there's a higher power.
Yeah. What's the difference between a higher power and God?
I think for me, I didn't grow up religious. So for me, I see God as more of like a religious thing, as like Christians and Catholic, all I don't really know about too much about religion, but I just know my mom always told me to pray and to be thankful and to be grateful, but never really got into God. So I know there's something higher, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Do you ever read the Bible?
I've read some verses. My best friend sends me verses. She has a Bible that she reads on a daily, and she'll send me verses every day.
She's a Christian?
I wouldn't say, but I think she kind of leans towards it. Yeah, because she doesn't go to church, but she does read Bibles and stuff like that.
Do you know what the message of the Bible is?
I don't.
In the Old Testament, God promised to destroy death, and in the New Testament, it tells us how he did it. Do you know that?
No.
Are you doing anything you think God would frown on morally?
I think so, when it comes to myself.
What about the Ten Commandments? That's how to know if you're morally offending God. Have you lied and stolen?
When I was younger, yeah.
You were younger when I met you.
I'm 30.
Yeah, we tend to trivialize sin by putting it in the past. You try that with a judge, the court of law.
Yeah, that would not...
I just stole a car, but judge, it was in the past. Yes, of course it was in the past. It wasn't in the future. So let's look at the Ten Commandments and see how you're going to do on Judgment Day. Have you ever used God's name in vain?
I think I would say yeah.
Have you ever wondered why we do that? Instead of using a filth word, I mean, you hit your thumb with a hammer, you could say the S word, human excrement, or we use the name of Jesus Christ, or the name of Jesus, or the name of God. Why would we do that?
I have no idea.
It's strange, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, you wouldn't use another person's name to cuss. You wouldn't use your mother's name. You wouldn't use Abraham Lincoln or anything like that. But why would we use God's name as a cuss? This is what the Bible says. It says, each of us is in a state of hostility within our minds towards God. And evidence of that is the fact we use his holy name as a cuss word. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's
the same reason criminals hate the police. They'll speak horrible of police. They'll even kill a police officer. They don't know who he is, but if he's wearing a badge, he stands for what's right. And they don't like that, so they'll kill him. Mm-hmm. And that's how we feel about God. When God became a person, we killed him. He was crucified because he spoke the truth. So, let's go to the seventh commandment. Appreciate your honesty, Melody. Mm-hmm. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. Have you ever committed adultery?
No, not that I can remember.
Yeah, now listen to what Jesus said. And this is what put me against the wall. He said, whoever looks with lust has committed adultery in the heart. Have you ever looked with lust?
I would say yeah.
Have you ever hated someone?
Yeah, I would say.
The Bible says if you hate, you commit murder in your heart. That's how high God's standard is. So we're just looking at how you're going to do on Judgment Day. So far, it doesn't look too good.
Yeah, it doesn't look really good.
You told me you're a lying thief, a blasphemer, and an adulterer at heart, and you've committed murder in the heart. So if God judges you by those Ten Commandments on Judgment Day, do you think you'd be innocent or guilty?
I think I would be guilty.
Heaven or hell?
I'll go straight to hell, I think.
Does that concern you? I heard you laugh, but it could have been a nervous laughter.
It was a nervous laugh. It was a nervous laugh, now that I think about it. Yeah, that's concerning. Yeah.
Do you know what death is according to the Bible? You know, you mentioned death is kind of just natural and it comes after life, but the Bible specifies what death is. It calls it wages. The Bible verses, the wages of sin is death. In other words, God is paying you in death for your sins. Like a judge looks at a murderer and says, you've earned the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what we're paying you. This is what you've earned. A malady, sin is so serious to holy God, he's given you the death sentence. Capital punishment. Your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin. So here's the big question. What did God do for guilty sinners so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
I'm not too sure.
You actually do know, but you don't understand it. And because you don't understand it, you don't value it. Have you heard of Jesus dying on the cross?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, most people know about that, but they don't know this. And Mal, if you can get a grip of this, it's going to change everything for you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus came and paid the fine. That's why he said just before he died, when he was on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." In other words, paid in full. It's like being in court and having speeding fines and someone pays them for you. Even though you're guilty, a judge will say, you can go, someone's paid your fine. Well, God can let us live forever legally. He can take the death sentence off us, all because Jesus paid the fine in full on that cross. And then he rose from the dead and defeated death. The Bible says it was not possible that death could hold him. And if you'll simply repent of your sins and trust in Jesus, God promises he'll grant you everlasting life as a free gift, not because you're good, but because he's good and kind and rich in mercy. Do you know what repentance is?
No, I don't.
It's where you confess and forsake your sins. You say, I'm going to be a Christian, and I'm not going to lie and steal and blaspheme and fornicate and commit adultery. I'm not going to do those things. I'm going to continually turn from them because I want to be genuine as a Christian. So it's repentance is a continual thing. And then you trust in Jesus like you trust a parachute. If you're going to jump out of a plane 10,000 feet, why would you put on a parachute?
To save me so I won't fall to my death?
Yeah, to save you from death, and your motivation would be fear. You fear hitting the ground at 120 miles an hour. So that fear is your friend, not your enemy. And Mel, I've tried to put the fear of God in you today. I've tried to make you scared, make you sweat a little, make you go, gulp, I'm in big trouble, hoping you'll see that fear as your friend, not your enemy, because it'll drive you to God's mercy where you'll find everlasting life. Is this making sense?
It does, yeah.
You're going to think about what we talked about?
I am, for sure. On this bike ride, I am.
When are you going to repent and put your faith in Christ?
I don't know.
Let me speed up your process. When are you going to die?
I hope not soon, but...
But it could be, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be any minute. It could be.
150,000 people die every 24 hours.
Yep.
They die in their 20s and their teens and their 30s and their 40s. Some people die old. Some people die young. Some die of a heart attack. Some die of... an aneurysm, just walking along, you just drop dead. And so there's a sense of urgency, and I want you to think about my tone. Think about why I'm so earnest. It's because I care about you. I don't want you to go to hell. And so think of it like you and me standing on the edge of a plane 10,000 feet up. I've got my parachute on. You haven't got yours. We're both going to jump. And I say to you, when are you going to put your parachute on? You say, I don't know, I'm going to think about it. Well, the best thing I could do for you would be hanging out the plane by your ankles for 2 seconds. You'll come back in and say, give me the parachute. And I've tried, because I care about you, to hang you out eternity by your ankles just for a few minutes and say, Melody, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's what the Bible says. This is the one who created lightning and thunder that scares the living daylights out of us. And it's only nature doing its thing. It's what he's made. He's not even showing his anger. But the Bible says we've angered him by our sins, his wrath abides on us, and when he commands us to repent, we should be really quick to obey the one that gave us life. Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm. It is.
So when are you going to repent and put your faith in Christ?
I'm thinking about it already.
You are?
Yeah.
Would you be embarrassed if I pray with you?
No.
Okay, let's bear in prayer. Father, I thank you for Mel. Thank you for her open heart and her concerned about her eternal salvation. I pray today she'll see the issues that are at stake. She'll catch a glimpse of your love that you expressed on the cross and of your holiness and find a place of genuine sorrow for her sins and be born again this day and trust alone in Jesus and pass from death to life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's always nice. And somebody said something really amazing in the chat. They said, raise fruit that he's been given and gifted is one of patience. And I agree. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for Live from America. Rise up. I hope you guys stay rapture ready. I'm very much appreciative that you guys join me here every day on my journey with Jesus. However, the day has come to an end here. The show has come to an end. And we are now going to go to Mike Crispy and his show Unafraid with producer Frankie, followed by 2 hours here on this Friday with me on Live from America. Again, I appreciate you guys being here. God bless you. Remember, God over gold, God over everything. God bless you, and have a great morning. See you later.